episode number 64. Today is the 8th of August 2022, and I'm your host, Franklin. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, respectful of let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Another wonderful exercise of compassion and respect is giving a voice to people who cannot speak for themselves. Respect can be heard in the person's tone of voice, in his or her nonverbal communications, and how they address you. People who are respectful to themselves generally do a better job at practicing respect, as they are aware of their value, abilities, and what they are capable of doing. Before you even practice respect with others, learn how to practice it with yourself. The most fundamental formula for respect is sympathy plus recognition of another person's boundaries. As you can see, respect is not a kind of support, such as a tinkering with decorum. In short, respect is choosing to see the best in others, to value their talents, skills, and what they have to contribute. There is no doubt that the word respect is one of the most essential ingredients in any relationship. Respect is the prerequisite of a healthy, professional workplace, one in which employees feel valued and do meaningful work that is important to their organizations. A professional, respectful work culture fosters productivity and growth. Employees who are respectful and trustworthy to each other are able to more easily focus on their jobs. When employees treat each other with respect, issues like workplace violence are much less likely to happen. In workplaces that are disrespectful, many employees will take on the mentality that, it is not my problem when it comes to safety issues. Being respectful of coworkers may also play a role in the effectiveness of the safety program in your facility. For instance, respect, confidence, and good communication all play an important role in improving workplace safety on various fronts. Be nice to the people that you come across during your day that are not always treated respectfully. Some people reserve their respect for the people on whom they wish to make a positive impression, while being rude to everyone else. It is good to thank people too, and show them you respect them, that their efforts were not wasted on doing things for you. When you act respectfully, you are doing something that shows you admire the other person. You may even want to use these words, sounds when somebody in your household has shown respect to someone else. This might sound like such an idealistic statement to make, but we can only live peacefully with others when we learn to show respect for each other, regardless of differences of culture, race, religion, or even abilities. As long as everyone is respectful, and nobody is harming anybody else, it is important to take a step back and recognize there is not a single correct way to exist on this planet. In order to be respectful of people who do not share the same values we have, we are asked to make trade-offs. If two people respect each other on an equal basis, then they will be able to move forward in a happier, conflict-free relationship. If you are one in the process of building better relationships with friends, partners, or family, you will discover that step number one of that exercise is to have friends with respect. Being respectful and culturally aware of the other person is going to be crucial for success. I want you to know I am totally respectful of your professional opinions. Tajay Grant has clearly stated, I think that people need to respect the concerns of others. More than anything else, JF hopes to offer compassion, respect, and the kind of care people diagnosed with lung cancer, and their families, deserve. The offer is definitely one that merits consideration, and the tone of the letter is respectful and positive, although some may have problems with its conclusions. Respect is not limited, it can be given to an employee without sacrificing others. It lets employees know they are valued for their abilities, qualities, and accomplishments, and that their roles are essential to the success of their companies. Jane Dutton agrees, suggesting owed respect is best embedded in our regular interactions, and may be as simple as communicating and listening appreciatively, being forthcoming with others, and asserting others' values in your company. Rather, it requires a sustained focus on subtle yet meaningful ways to communicate both due respect and earned respect. For instance, workplaces that have lots of owed respect, but very little earned respect, may cause employees to place less importance on individual accomplishments, as they perceive everyone to be treated equally. Regardless of job performance, if people are especially respectful in some situations but not others, for instance, if a manager offers praise only when he is present with senior leaders, his words are likely to be perceived as lacking sincerity. When they are aware of these nuances, leaders can create the environment that is right for their circumstances. Most often, an environment that has high levels of both different types of respect. Children who are raised with respect are destined to become much more adaptive, resilient conflict solvers, finding ways out of challenging situations far easier. Nowhere is the distinction between an unrespectful and respectful environment more evident than in a situation in which people are constantly moving back and forth between being prisoners and employees every day. Talk with your teen about the importance of respecting people's individual preferences, and how your teen needs to push for others to respect her boundaries, too. No one is perfect, but when your girl lives her life authentically, she will gain others' respect and can feel good about who she is as a person, and in the process, make others feel good too. The good news is you can play an important role in starting the revolution of respect simply by modeling respect for yourself, and teaching your girls to follow your lead.
Thank you all for joining us again on Podka. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.